Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X-22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3377BN. Today's date is June 12th, 2024, and the title of the episode is Change of Banner, Cyber Attack, Cuban Missile Crisis, Narratives, Building, Eric for the Win. You know, we are living in the most advanced era in human history. There's never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy and overweight than ever before? According to U.S. board-certified physicians and expert nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as healthy foods all over the country. Wait till you hear this, because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, and wreck your skin. They are banned in other countries. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. The great news is it's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out these three fake health foods, go to 3harmfulfoods.com/X22. That's the number, 3harmfulfoods.com/X22, or click on the link in the description below. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee put together a revealing video totally free to the public, so you'll never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/X22 or click the link in the description below. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, you can see they are definitely building the narrative, and it's being built for the change of batter. The narrative is now being built for the cyber attacks, because now we're seeing more and more stories, and countries now are out there telling the world that, yes, there might be malware that is in our systems, and we don't know if these systems are secure. So we can see they are definitely building the narrative, and when you look at what they've been doing, you can see everything's pointing to Russia. Most likely China, too, eventually. But first, Russia. And just yesterday, we've come to learn that these individuals who were Russian, who part of the Islamic State, they were going to build a bomb and maybe use it in New York and or L.A., Chicago, wherever, and they were stopped. Now, what's very interesting about this, we know the deep state players, they will use a false flag to do what? To make it look like the United States was attacked, and they need to make sure everyone realizes that a certain country is responsible for this. So as they keep pushing out in Ukraine, because this is what Biden administration is doing, this is what the deep state players are doing, they're pushing out in Ukraine. They're allowing missiles now to go into Russia. They're giving weapons to the neo-Nazi, the Azov battalion. They are now pushing everything out there. Why? Because they want something to happen, or they're actually going to create something that happens, because again, they need a false flag to try to bring us to war. And remember, Russia, they have their ships in Cuba. Now, what's very interesting about this is these ships, they don't have missiles on the ships. But again, if something should happen, and let's use this as an example, if there wasn't an event with these Russians, these alleged Russians who are part of the Islamic State, and the Biden administration and the fake news comes out and said, hey, Russia was part of this attack, what do you think would happen with those ships out in Cuba? Do you think they would then start to say, hey, wait a minute, we had nothing to do with this. Why are you blaming it on this? Of course, what the Biden administration is going to do is they're going to ramp things up out in Ukraine. NATO is going to bring in probably more weapons or whatever out in Ukraine. Russia is going to feel threatened, and they might say, well, if you continue with this, we are going to arm our ships in Cuba, and we will ship the missiles over to these ships, because these ships can hold like 60 Zircon type of missiles, hypersonic missiles. Now, isn't this very, very similar to what happened with the Cuban Missile Crisis? Missiles were being shipped to Cuba. And I do believe we're starting to see the same thing. All these narratives, they're starting to build right now. And I do believe they will continue to build, because I do believe where we're headed is part of the 16-year plan. And part of the 16-year plan is, yes, open borders, destroy the economy, and war. And I do believe they need war to actually to stop the elections. Remember, that their whole mission, the deep state, is to stay in control. everything that they said about Trump. He's not going to leave the White House. He doesn't want to give up control. It's everything that they're going to do. Oh, Trump is going to have his Trump supporters on the streets rioting if the elections don't go his way. It's everything the deep state is going to do. Everything that they said Trump is going to do, it's actually what they're going to do. And I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see the scare event get scarier and scarier because they're going to build the narrative. And there are a lot of people in this country who are just going about their business. They're not really paying attention. They're going to start to realize, wait a minute, we're going to war. What's going on here? And then they're going to start to pay attention and they're going to start to do a little bit of research. They're going to try to figure out what's really going on here. Even if they don't, and they hear war is approaching and they keep hearing on the fake news, they hear Biden continually saying war, they're going to start to say, well, what do we have to go to war? I don't want to go to war. Remember, people don't want to go to war. They don't want to lose their family. They don't want nuclear bombs being dropped here in the United States. So most people, I would say the majority of the people, will reject this. The only way to bring a population to war is to have some type of false flag to convince them that we must go to war. And if you think back in time, we've seen many, many of these. So once again, people are going to say no, they're going to reject this. Biden, the fake news, rhinos, D's, they're all going to be pushing this. But the people, they're going to continue to reject until the deep state says, okay, we need to convince them that we need to go to war. How are we going to do that? Well, you can see already, they've already told people that there are people in this country that want to do us harm. And they're Russians and they're part of the Islamic State. So yes, is this going to wake people up? Absolutely. I do believe this is one part of their narrative. I do believe we're going to see other parts where we're going to see the country attacked in different ways. And I do believe the last attack will probably be a cyber attack very, very close to the elections to try to delay them. Because if you look at all the fake news and you look at everything that's going on right now, they're all talking about how Trump is going to win. Actually, the D's are already making preparations for when he does win. Even with the change of batter, yes, they'll give it a good college try, but I don't think it's going to work. And I think they know this. I think they already know because of their internal polls. They've lost the people. So if they can't win, what do you do? Because remember, they want to stay in control. They remember if Trump wins and the people are with him, what happens to the deep state players? This is why they're talking about, hey, he's going to throw us into jail because they know the crimes they've committed. They know what they've done. So do they want that to happen? Absolutely not. So they're going to fight back with everything that they have. And they're going to try to convince everyone that Trump most likely cheated in the election, that he rigged the election somehow, some way. Now, think about it. Haven't they been using the narrative that Trump has been telling a big lie, that the elections are secure? Now, all of a sudden, elections aren't going to be secure, especially if we use paper. Even if we use their systems, let's say we use their systems and Trump wins. It's the same systems that they use to win. So they're going to say the systems aren't secure now. Think about that for a second. But again, you could see what they're going to try to do. They're going to try to stay in power. They're not going to give it up that easy. They don't want to leave the White House. So they will do everything they possibly can to delay the elections. And when they can't delay it anymore, they will try not to certify the elections. But remember, Trump and the Patriots, they have trapped them all in all this. And again, once they do this, they're going to say, hey, look, the Trump supporters are getting angry. The Trump supporters, they might riot. The Trump supporters might get onto the streets. This is why you have Biden out there continually saying, hey, you can't come up against us with rifles. You're going to need an F-15. We got the F-15s. Who says this to the American people? I thought they were all for democracy. I thought he was going to unite the country. But think about what he's saying right now. He's telling the people that he would use F-15s if the people don't agree with what they're doing. Think about that for a second. Basically, they're actually doing everything the opposite of what they've been telling us, where they say, oh no, we need democracy. And they're saying this on purpose because they're building the narrative where the Trump supporters are going to riot. But again, it's not going to be the Trump supporters. It's going to be their foot soldiers. That is what they're going to use. And what's very interesting is we know that the deep state players, they want to destroy Trump. They want to destroy his businesses. And actually, they've been going after Trump's liquor license. They've been going after all his businesses. But Eric, he came out with an incredible post on X and pretty much blew them out of the water. And actually, he completely won the argument of what they're trying to do. We'll be discussing that in a little bit. But first, let's talk about what's going on with Hunter Biden right now. Because again, why did they use the gun charges? Because once again, they didn't want anything leading to Joe Biden. But in the end, this is not going to work. Actually, we had James Comer. He said, if I listed the top 10 crimes the president's son committed, lying on a gun application would have even made the cut. And he's absolutely right. They only use this to convince everyone that there's not a two-tier justice system. They had to do this because they were caught in all of this. They were caught in trying to give him a plea deal. Remember, we had whistleblowers that were pointing and looking at Hunter Biden and showing the world, look at the crimes that he committed. Remember, he committed a lot more crimes. They produced the gun application. See, the people knew, and what were they going to do with this? Well, they tried to, you know, sweep it under the rug here. But again, the judge caught them in all this. So they had to say, okay, we need to shift everything. We're going after Trump. Let's show him that there is no two-tier justice system. Let's show him that the Justice Department, they are using blind justice. But I think the people, they get this. And I do believe when it comes to sentencing, this is when people are going to see the difference. Because remember, he lied on a gun application. It's his first offense. And basically what they're going to say is that, hey, you know something, maybe he should get probation. Maybe he should get house arrest. I don't believe they're going to throw the book at him like they're going to do Trump. Now, what's very interesting about this is that Trump sentencing is not slated until, what, July 11th. Now, he will be sentenced first. So when we look at Hunter Biden, when is he going to be sentenced? Well, it looks like the judge, Noriega, estimated that sentencing would occur 120 days after the conviction. That brings us into October. What, October 9th, October 10th, around that time frame? Think about that for a second. Now, if they let him off right before the elections and people see this, and when I say let him off, I don't mean he goes free and everything's fine. They'll give him probation. Maybe he'll serve 30 days in prison or whatever it's going to be. It's going to be a slap on the wrist. What do you think people are going to do? The people are going to go, whoa, wait a minute. What just happened here? And I do believe that people are going to see a very, very big difference. Now, especially if Trump can get the appeal before the election and he can show that the case was a total fraud, this would be in Trump's best interest. Now, once again, we could see how this is all going to play out. And remember, Biden continually says that he's not going to pardon his son, but all of a sudden, we have the White House where they're saying they won't rule out commuting Hunter Biden's sentence. So now they're going back on the world. Actually, have you ever known Biden to actually tell the truth? No, absolutely not. But what's very interesting about all this and why it put this out on X, it says Hunter was found guilty. If you look at post 1464, this was June 12th. And it has a picture and it says, boom, 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 a week to remember, dark to light, blackout necessary. If you turn it around, it is a gun. And the actual date of the gun, it says 6/11. And that is when Biden was found guilty, which I find very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that the House now has voted to hold AG Merrick Garland in contempt. And the vote passed 208 to 207 along party lines. And this was to advance the measure. So once again, they're going to probably vote to hold him in contempt. But the real question is anything going to be done? Because remember, if you're dealing with a criminal syndicate and the DOJ is part of the criminal syndicate, the FBI is part of the criminal syndicate, and many other agencies are part of the criminal syndicate, who's going to do anything about this? Already, we have the DOJ saying that you cannot, that Garland cannot be prosecuted for contempt for withholding embarrassing Biden her audio. There wrote a 57-page document issued by the DOJ and explains why Garland did not surrender the embarrassing audio and he cannot be held contempt because of executive privilege. Now, let's think about this for a second. So if they're using executive privilege for this, can Trump then do the same thing when he goes after the deep state players or the DOJ goes after the deep state players and they withhold certain information? Absolutely. Actually, they are now setting this up and they're setting a precedent which will be used against them later on. Now, remember, if anyone's expecting anything to really happen while the criminal syndicate controls everything, it's not going to happen. I do believe everything is being set up for a later date when we actually take back the country and we put the Patriots in place and we clean out the DOJ, we clean out the FBI, we clean out the other agencies, because otherwise you cannot have a fair trial. I mean, look at Trump today. Do you really think with a criminal syndicate in place, you think there can be a fair trial? Absolutely not. The only place you can have a fair trial right now is the military. I do believe with the military and military tribunals, that is where you can have a fair trial. Now, those might happen first because a lot of people have committed treason. The civilian cases, they might come up later after we clean out the entire agency, multiple agencies. And I do believe we will see justice in the end. And I do believe what Trump and the Patriots are doing, slowly but surely, they're building the evidence against the deep state players, following the rule of law. And now we know the laptop is real. Hillary Clinton paid for the Alpha Bank hoax, the Steele dossier. We know this was a coordinated effort with Obama, the FBI, and the rest. So the case is now being built. And think about all the declassified information that Trump has on the Crossfire Hurricane spying operation. Think about the other declassified information that Trump has. All of this will be used later on. But again, the mission right now is to take back the country. The mission is to expose the criminal syndicate, to make the people understand what they're trying to do. They're trying to basically violate your freedoms, remove your freedoms. They're trying to destroy the country. And that's what's most important right now, because that's what people need to see, understand, so they can vote those people out and the Patriots. And remember, Trump can't go into the White House and say, okay, I'm going to remove everyone in the House, remove everyone from the Senate. He can't do that. Those people are elected. The only people that can do that is we, the people. He needs the people to do that, to set up the Senate, to set up the House. So this way he can move forward on everything else that he wants to do. He wants to put back the Impoundment Act. This way he can monitor where all the money is going. He wants other things in place where we can deport the illegals. And yes, we need the Congress to do this. And he needs to change some of the laws, probably using executive orders or maybe even Congress, to actually fire the people in government. So this all revolves around the 2024 election. And I do believe we are winning. The people are awake. The people are seeing what's going on. And the people, they're going to vote for Trump. And you can see all the poll numbers. The deep state, they're actually panicking right now. And they're realizing that, hey, we're not going to be able to win using our cheating system. We're not going to be able to win with all these illegals. We're not going to be able to win and actually make it look like it was a fair election. Because remember, if it looks so lopsided, people are going to question everything. So if they can't do that, what do? They must delay. And I do believe this is what they're going to try to do. Now, if they don't delay and we use their system, I do believe it's going to be too big to rig no matter what. But I do believe Trump wants to show them once and for all that he has the people behind him. And I do believe the people are behind him because they're starting to understand the criminal syndicate. They're starting to understand what these people have actually done. And when we start to introduce Epstein Island, pedophilia, who was involved with this, remember, the people haven't seen the Black Book. The people haven't seen anything yet. They've heard about it. They've had drips. But I do believe we're going to see more and more of this. And what's very interesting is that Kevin Spacey, he actually was being interviewed by Piers Morgan, and he said some very, very interesting things. And remember, there were many people bringing charges against him, and each one of those individuals just mysteriously died. But one of the most controversial subjects was perhaps his 2002 Clinton Foundation tour of Africa. In this series of trips, Spacey was joined by Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and, as he candidly admits, young girls. So that's very interesting. So let me just read a portion of this interview. So this is Kevin Spacey. I started seeing reports online, things on my Twitter account, that I had flown to this guy, Jeffrey Epstein's island, and I had abused young girls. I mean, if you asked me in 2015, maybe even if you asked me in 2002, did I know a guy named Jeffrey Epstein? I probably would have said no. Well, of course, I have since learned who he is, and I have since been able to go back and find out that the airplane that we flew on for his humanitarian mission was owned by Jeffrey Epstein, and to then learn, oh, he was actually on some of those flights, and this Maxwell woman was on some of those flights. I didn't know him. I never spent any time with him. I was with the Clinton Foundation people. That's who I was with. Now, on this point, Spacey tries to make it seem like the Clinton Foundation people and Epstein crowd didn't mix. It bears mentioning that both Epstein and Maxwell in court documents have stated that they were part of the team that envisioned and implemented the Clinton Foundation, and neither was contradicted by the foundation, which is very interesting. And then remember that post on 4590 where it says Shame of Thrones? He's sitting there with who? Ghislaine Maxwell. And remember, every accuser that accused Spacey of sexual assault or whatever it was, each one kind of died. That's kind of odd, isn't it? Now, remember, liars are always going to lie. And I do believe these people are going to continue to lie to the very, very end. But what's most important here is that people are going to learn that all of these individuals were part of this. And I do believe at the right moment, at the right time, we're going to see certain names. And when people start to see the names, they're going to say, wait a minute, this person is also being brought up on charges of treason. They're already mentioned in certain court documents for treason. They were also involved with young children or young girls on Epstein Island, and they flew there multiple times. You see, this is going to paint a picture for the people. And the people, they're going to start to put all this together, and they're going to say, oh, I see. This is the criminal syndicate. I'm getting it now. And I do believe people are going to see more and more of this as we get closer and closer to the presidential election. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they want the weapons away from the people they've been trying for a very, very long time. Because remember, they have built their army within the United States. And this army was going to go after the American people. Now, of course, they wanted a bloody battle. They wanted a civil war, but they didn't want the American people to have an upper hand. And again, weapons give people the upper hand, and you can defend your neighborhood. You can defend your business. You can defend everything against these people. And this is something they didn't want. They wanted a bloody war between their soldiers and the American people. And this is why Biden is continually out there saying, hey, you think your weapons are going to do anything? Absolutely not. Think about what I have. I got F-15s. Well, think about what he's saying right now. He's ready and prepared to use the armed forces against the American people. This is the definition of a tyrannical government, of a dictator. Now, again, do you really think the armed forces are going to attack the American people? Or are they going to follow their oath to protect this country from domestic and foreign enemies? I do believe they will follow their oath. But you could see every governor, they are now stepping up and pushing back on the gun confiscation. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signed legislation that ends state business with financial companies that discriminate against firearm manufacturers and others in the gun industry. The legislation is the Firearm Industry Non-Discrimination Act. The National Shooting Sports Foundation praised Landry for signing the FIND Act. And once again, you can see they tried all different methods to try to get the weapons away from the people. But again, this didn't work. I would say their entire mission to get the weapons away from the people has completely and utterly failed. Now, that doesn't mean the deep state just stops and says, okay, well, since we didn't do that, we can't move forward with the other plan. No, they keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And they will do what they have planned out to do because they have no choice. Because if they don't keep control, they're done for, and they know it. And think about what the installed leaders around the world are trying to do. They're trying to stop the right. They're trying to stop the people from removing them. Look what the president of France is doing, Macron. He has called legislative elections in a bid to prevent the far right from winning the presidency in 2027 when his second and final term ends. He called on French parties able to say no to extremes to unite ahead of the snap elections he announced after his center-right alliance took a humiliating beating in the European Parliament. So Macron, who has 3 years left of his second presidential term, is hoping voters will band together to contain the far right in the national elections in a way they did not do for the European vote. And he said, things are simple today. We have an unnatural alliances at both extremes who will not be able to implement any program, he said. So once again, he's trying to put a stop to this. Do you think the people are going to go along with this? Do you think it's going to work? This is how afraid they are. This is how worried they are. Remember, the installed leaders, they at one time, they had control. No longer. They do not have control. Just like the deep state players, they're not really controlling DC. Remember, the military is in control. Talk about our health. In these challenging times, it's more important than ever to prioritize our health and the health of our loved ones. But here's a hidden threat that's been quietly affecting millions of hardworking folks like you, a sluggish and overworked liver. Just like how our traditional values are under attack, your liver is under constant assault by GMOs, microplastics, toxins, fluoride, and all of the stuff that you might not even know about. It's time you take action. That's where Pure Health Research comes in with their groundbreaking supplement, Liver Health Formula. The natural ingredients and nutrients in the formula are designed to support your liver's natural detox process for head-to-toe revitalization, shed unwanted pounds, and maintain an enjoyable, active lifestyle. Liver Health Formula is made using all the highest quality, carefully selected ingredients. It has 11 powerful, clinical proven ingredients to detoxify and rejuvenate your liver at the cellular level. As a special offer to my listeners, you can try Liver Health Formula and get a free one-month supply of nano-powered omega-3 to support your heart health as well. This is an exclusive offer to my audience. Visit getliverhelp.com/x22 now to claim your exclusive gift and take a proactive step towards a healthier, more vibrant you. That's getliverhelp.com/x22 or click the link in the description. What's happening in DC is to wake the people up. What's happening in DC is to allow the country to see what's really going on, to see the criminal syndicate and to take back the country. But the control is with the military. The control is with the commander in chief. And once again, yes, he's going to allow you, and the military is going to allow you to see the deep state destroying the country, because this is the only way you wake people up. They have to feel uncomfortable. They have to say, whoa, wait, what's going on here? They have to reach the precipice. And yes, people reach it at all different points. Eventually, everyone is going to reach it, because when the economy falls apart and war is approaching, that's when people really start to wake up. But people are waking up with what Biden is doing right now, and they see that the country's heading in the completely wrong direction, and you can see his poll numbers are dropping. That's how you know we're winning. Remember, they didn't want any of this exposed. They didn't want his crimes exposed. Remember, Trump told us during the debate with Biden that he took money from Russia, from many other countries, that he had companies, that he was hiding it from the American people. But again, he said it, but did people believe it? No, so you had to show the people, and that's exactly what happened. The people now saw it, which means the patriots really have control, because if the deep state was in control, this information would have never been brought out into the open. So the Biden administration right now, they are sending all the money to Ukraine. They're funding Ukraine billions and billions of dollars, plus they're sending money all over the country to money launder it. But you know what the Biden administration will not do? They strongly oppose a proposal to raise the pay of junior enlisted service members in the military, even after nearly spending seven times the proposed amount on Ukraine and the broader region's security. So does Biden hate the military? Of course he does. Unbelievable. Representative Matt Gaetz put this out and said, while families of our junior enlisted struggle on food stamps, the administration opposes their pay raises and wants to force feed them pronoun training and drag queen story hour. If Biden had any pride at all in our troops, he'd support the long overdue pay raise House Republicans have passed. But he doesn't want to give them the pay raise. Why? Because he doesn't care about the American people. He hates the military. He hates this country. You know what they like? They like control. And that's what they've been trying to do since they came into power. Get control. That's the whole point of it. And now the people now can see the truth. They can see it very, very clearly. Just like we could see this whole ceasefire deal that the UN made up, which was directed by the US, the Biden administration, the deep state players. It's not working out too well because, again, we're trying to negotiate with terrorists. Who funded these terrorists? Oh, that's right, the deep state players. And they don't want Israel to destroy all their terrorists. So that's why they've been arguing about a ceasefire. This is why they had their deep state foot soldiers out on the street saying ceasefire, ceasefire, to try to convince the American people this is what we must do. But remember, Hamas is terrorists. They didn't hand over the hostages. Israel had to rescue them. There was no deal that was made. They went in there, they shot the people who were holding them hostages, and they rescued them. And all of a sudden, Hamas now is proposing amendments to the ceasefire deal. Remember, they're hostages. We shouldn't be bargaining with hostages, especially when they go into a country, they rape, they pillage, they kill, and they take people hostage. It makes no sense. So their demands are they want Israel out of Rafah. Think about this for a second. So Hamas clarified that it would not accept any deal that did not include a total withdrawal of Israel forces from Gaza. No permanent ceasefire. Blinken says some Hamas changes to Gaza ceasefire are not workable. So once again, you see, Hamas is on the losing end. If they want to show goodwill, if they wanted to show goodwill from the very, very beginning, which they're not going to do, they would have handed over the hostages, saying, okay, we will release two hostages to show that here is our goodwill, that we want some type of ceasefire. Did they do that? No, they did nothing. There was no deal. There was nothing. There was no negotiation. They kept the hostages. So Israel went in and said, you know something? We're going in. We're hunting you down. We're going to remove you. Did they say, hey, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, here are the hostages. Nope, they didn't do that at all. So now they're trying to add amendments. Yeah, let's see how this plays out. This will be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that U.S. Congressman Jim Banks, he's been sending letters to a lot of influencers and many, many different people. Jack Poso, DC Drano, ALX, and the rest, they're all getting this letter saying that they are on a list compiled by a Ukrainian organization, an NGO, saying that they're the enemy of the state, which is very, very interesting. Actually, Lauren Boebert responded to this and said, let me get this straight. We're giving hundreds of billions of dollars to a country for them to put law-abiding American citizens on a hit list. And now Jim Banks, he's moving forward to defund the NGO, which they should be defunded. This is absolutely ridiculous. Why are we sending money over to Ukraine? Oh, that's right. Because they're funding their state-funded terrorists. That's actually what they're doing. It's the deep state layer. And once again, what are they trying to do? They're trying to keep the war going. That's what they really want, because eventually they want a full-blown war. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out on X and said, I don't think funding our military should require funding Ukraine, which is why I've introduced an amendment to defund Ukraine aid from the NDAA. This is the United States National Defense Appropriations Act, not Ukraine's. And she's absolutely right. We should not be funding Ukraine whatsoever. But again, we know why they're doing it. Now, what's very interesting is we know that a Russian naval task force is visiting Cuba. And during the Cold War, the Russia long-range bombers and naval vessels routinely visited Cuba. But since those times, the visits have been few. And their naval task force is rather modest, a frigate, a small ocean-going surface warship, a nuclear submarine, a tanker, and a large tug. Cuban officials said the ships are not armed with nuclear weapons. The frigate and submarine combine can carry up to 80 Zircon hypersonic missiles between them, which at Zircon's maximum known range of 620 miles could hit a U.S. target in less than 8 minutes. They could simultaneously devastate the two major U.S. Navy East Coast bases of Norfolk and Mayport with no notice whatsoever. And the Russian force is being trivialized by the Biden team. The Russian naval force was notably but not concerning, according to Biden officials. The officials also said that the deployment was probably a message from Russia, from Putin, who stated that Moscow may take asymmetrical steps elsewhere in the world in response to Biden's decision to allow Ukraine to use U.S.-provided weapons to strike Russia inside. So what's very interesting about this, it's starting to look a lot like the Cuban Missile Crisis. Now, remember, the agreement from the Cuban Missile Crisis was that Russia would remove offensive missiles in Cuba in return for an American promise not to invade Cuba. China was not part of this agreement, and times have definitely changed since then. So right now we have Biden giving Ukraine permission to fire into Russia. The Biden regime have lifted the ban on arming Ukraine's neo-Nazi Azov battalion. They are neo-Nazis. And think about what he's done right now. Biden has given permission to fire long-range missiles into Russia, lifted the ban in arming Ukraine's neo-Nazi Azov battalion. The deep state Russia ISIS wanted to use a bomb in America, which means they were trying to push a false flag, but they were found out and it was countered. Doesn't mean they're not going to try again, which I do believe they're going to try it again. And the next event is going to happen in this country, and who are they going to blame? They're going to blame Russia. While Russia has their ships in Cuba. And remember, these ships, they're not armed right now, but they can receive the Zircon missiles. This seems very, very similar to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Is this what's building right now? It's starting to seem like that. And the narrative right now is building all over the place. And we could see, yes, the Cuban Missile Crisis narrative is now building. And I do believe we're going to see many other narratives build. Remember, they want to bring us into World War III. So they do this slowly, methodically, to build the narrative and to push the other country into doing something. And yes, they will use their deep state players to have false flags to push this along. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of this. We're going to be talking a little bit more about cyber attacks and the change of batter in a little bit. But first, let's talk about what's happening with the vaccine right now, because very interestingly, Japan's former minister of internal affairs, he has now apologized to the unvaccinated and said, "You were right. Vaccines are killing millions of our loved ones." And that is very, very interesting, because remember, Japan, Israel, and many other countries, they were giving booster after booster to their people. Now they're starting to see the repercussions from all of this, and they're starting to realize, yeah, you know something, it is the vaccine. The world is now waking up, and they're starting to realize that the plandemic was not COVID. It was the bioweapon that they pushed on the people of the world. And what's very interesting is now you see articles coming out saying unusual cancers emerged after the pandemic. Doctors ask if COVID is to blame. Really? That's what they're really doing? No, they're trying to deflect from the real problem. The real problem is the vaccine, because you know what you're going to see? You're going to see all the unvaccinated. They're not going to have the cancers that they're talking about. And you're going to see all those people that were vaccinated. They're the ones who are going to have the cancers. Rasmussen reports responded to this and said, "Tea leaves. Something really bad is about to surface in the next few days about the atrocious vax. Fake scientists and doctors have resurfaced tonight, posting pure trash against us." And yes, they're preparing and they're getting ready for the news that is going to come out. And they're going to try to convince everyone, "Oh, it must be COVID. That's the problem." But again, what do we have today? We have two groups. We have the unvaccinated. We have the vaccinated. It's very, very easy to prove today, and they can't snow or gaslight the people like they did before. It's going to be completely and utterly impossible. Just like the fight to convince everyone that men can be women and women can be men. People are not believing it. People are completely against it. And every time the deep state pushes, they make people angrier and angrier. I mean, think about this. A top cancer charity apologizes for using the word cervix instead of trans-friendly front hole. So now the women have front holes. They don't have cervixes. I mean, really think about this for a second. Why do they have front holes, the trans community? Because they're not women. All they do is create a hole. So they have a front hole. But they don't want to, you know, make the trans people upset. But think about how many women now are pissed off. Do they care about those individuals, all the women in this country? Are they apologizing to the women saying, sorry, yeah, we said you have a front hole? No, they don't care. And this tells you everything you need to know. So they're pandering to a very, very tiny group, and they don't care the majority of women. They don't care if they piss them off. They don't care if they call it a front hole. That should tell you everything you need to know right there. But we do have a major victory. Texas AG Ken Paxton, I do believe he should be the attorney general. In a landmark decision, Ken Paxton has secured a major win against the Biden regime's Department of Education, halting its efforts to enforce radical transgender policies in Texan educational institutions. This move effectively challenges the administration's attempt to reinterpret Title IX to include sexual orientation and gender identity and protected classes in a clear violation of both state and federal laws. In June 2023, Paxton filed the lawsuit against the DOE for an illegal attempt to coerce schools into adopting transgender ideology by threatening the loss of federal education funds. Now the court has ruled in favor of Paxton, stating that the department lacks authority to redefine sex in a way that conflicts with Title IX. Joe Biden's unlawful effort to weaponize Title IX for his extremist agenda has been stopped in its tracks, said Paxton. Absolutely. And now this sets a precedent, and this can be used by all the other states. And the Patriots, they are winning every step of the way. Just like they're winning against the January 6th narrative, because it's completely and utterly falling apart. Think about all the videos that have been released. Think about how everyone has combed through them, and they've seen the people dressed up as Trump supporters. They've seen how this started. And this is why Nancy Pelosi came out with her video. And this is why she actually documented everything, because she needed it for a cover-up. Because, again, she wants you looking over here instead of at her emails, her texts, and everything else. And what's very interesting is that Chief Stevens' son, he's not backing down. He said Pelosi should take responsibility. She put herself in the security decision process, and her sergeant-at-arms denied my request for support before and during the January 6th chaos. She undermined my law enforcement capabilities. You want proof? Why did they change the law to U.S. 1970? They tied my hands. This was the Capitol Police Emergency Assistance Act of 2021. So he is telling everyone that she was responsible for denying the National Guard. And once again, she's trying to deflect and say, oh, no, I didn't know anything about it. Yes, I'm responsible, because she's taking responsible for the less evil thing. And she doesn't want you looking at the real evidence. So she's trying to distract. Is this going to work? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the FBI right now, they abused the security clearance process to weed out employees with wrong political views. The Empower Oversight put this out on X and says, Empower Oversight President discloses evidence of FBI Security Division abusing clearance reviews to probe whether FBI employees had ever expressed support for Trump or expressed opposition to the COVID-19 vaccine. So are they trying to purge the FBI from anyone that is on the side of Trump, on the side of truth? And are they trying to actually make an FBI organization that only will follow the narrative of the criminal syndicate? Well, it's starting to seem that way. And the question is why? Why would they do this? Because think about it. If you're part of the criminal syndicate and you want to maintain control, can you have people inside the FBI, DOJ, or any of these agencies that are loyal to Trump? Or do you need criminals? You need criminals in there to follow the orders that are being given. Because if you're a Trump supporter, you're thinking logically, you're not going to follow the orders. You're going to look at your oath and say, whoa, wait a minute. I got to protect everything from foreign and domestic enemies. They don't want those people there. And this is why they've been trying to weed them out. Because again, I do believe in the end, they're going to try to maintain control in D.C. And they're going to use all these agencies to try to maintain control. I do believe in the end it's going to fail, just like everything else they're doing. But what's very interesting is it looks like Bragg is set to testify before Congress one day after Trump receives his sentencing. So that should be very interesting. And remember, this is not about putting him in jail. They're going to ask him questions. They want him to lie. You got to get it on record. This way it could be used against them later on when we actually have real trials where justice is blind and we use the facts. That's why we need to do this. Because again, right now the criminal syndicate is controlling everything. We haven't taken back the country yet. We will, but we're not there yet. So while we're doing it, let's build the evidence. Let's build the cases. And I do believe that's exactly what's happening. Trump, he put this out and he said, corrupt Soros-backed Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, at the direction of crooked Joe Biden and his DOJ, has always known that there was no crime in the case he filed against me. He didn't even want to bring this zombie case, but when forced to attack me for election interference purposes, Bragg attempted to make it look as bad as possible by stacking the counts. A total scam. The reality is that the whole hoax is just about legal expenses being paid and marked as legal expenses. Instead, the prosecutors made up 34 counts out of 11 checks, 11 invoices, and 12 entries by a highly respected bookkeeper in a ledger. Even the invoices said legal retainer. Why? Because that's what it was, a payment to a then fully accredited lawyer. Nothing illegal, no conspiracies. The appellate courts have to end this witch hunt against a political opponent. Absolutely. And what's very interesting is we know the deep state, they want to go after more and more of his businesses. And you can see they're saying, hey, let's take away the liquor license from Trump in New Jersey and all other places. But I have to give it to Eric Trump. This is for the win. And this is what he put out on X. One minor problem. President Trump is not the holder of any liquor license in New Jersey. And he is not an officer or director of any entity that holds a liquor license in New Jersey or anywhere in the United States, for that matter. Ask me how I know. So all this propaganda that they're pushing out there, it's not going to work. It's going to fall flat. But you can see the deep state players right now, they realize Joe Biden, he's done. And they're preparing the narrative for a change of batter. They're putting out headlines that say Hunter Biden guilty verdict could take personal toll on the resident. Now, again, why are they doing this? Because they realize they need him gone. Now, he can either step down on his own accord or he'll be taken out with the 25th Amendment. Now, I do believe there's going to be two scenarios here. And I do believe if he doesn't step down and they take him out with the 25th Amendment, that means Kamala is going to be the acting president. I don't believe they can take Hillary and replace Kamala with Hillary, because you're going to take a white woman, replace a black woman. And I don't know if the left is going to take that too well, because remember, they're all in for DEI. But if Biden says, you know something, I'm just not going to run, but I'll stay as the resident until the election, well, then you can replace the white man with a white woman. I think that will be okay with the left. And I do believe those are the two choices. I do believe Michelle Obama, my number one choice, Hillary Clinton, the second choice. Are either of them going to actually be able to pull this off? Absolutely not. But they know with Biden in place, it's not going to work. Now, I wouldn't be upset if Hillary Clinton is brought in, because this would be a rematch with Trump. Trump can bring up everything that she's done. If it's Obama, he can bring up everything that Obamas have done. I do believe either way we go here, it's going to work. But my first choice is Michelle Obama, because I do believe all roads lead to Obama. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that the deep state players, most likely they're going to try to push chaos during the elections. And just by what Biden is saying about how, hey, if you're going to come at us with a rifle, well, that's not going to do any good because we have F-15s. I do believe they're going to try to use their foot soldiers. They're going to dress them up like Trump supporters, and they're going to try to make it look like Trump supporters are upset and angry. Now, are they going to have Trump supporters out on the streets rioting? Yeah, they could have that. But what would they use their army for who are dressed up as Trump supporters? I do believe they're going to use them to try to attack the White House. Because this way, what Biden is saying right now makes a little bit more sense. You're trying to come after me? You're trying to come after the government? See, if the Trump supporters are out in the streets and they're rioting like BLM, and by the way, they're not really Trump supporters. I'm just saying Trump supporters because these are the illegals dressed up as Trump supporters. If they're out in the streets, that's not really going after the government. I do believe they're going to have to make the false flag event look like the Trump supporters, which they aren't the Trump supporters. They're the illegals dressed up as Trump supporters. They're going after the Biden administration in the White House. And I do believe that's what he's talking about when he says, hey, we can use F-15s against you. But again, the military, they're going to have to remember their oath. They're going to have to remember who they serve. Who do they serve? Oh, it's the Constitution. They protect this country from foreign and domestic enemies. And I do believe people are going to see who the actual enemies of this country really are. It's going to be the illegals. It's going to be Biden, Obama, Hillary Clinton, and the rest. And you can see the D's, they are now preparing and scrambling for a Trump victory. And they're creating a task force to respond to the possibility of Trump returning to office. That's very interesting. Why do they need a task force? This is democracy. The people voted. They want Trump. Why are they going up against Trump like this? Andrea E. put this out and said, if this were a group of Republicans, Politico would be positioning it as a coup or an insurrection. Absolutely. Remember, the D's, they are everything that they falsely accuse Trump of being. They will not give up control without a fight. And what they're really saying is we're preparing to stay in these positions. We're not going to leave. And it looks like they're going to make a stand. That's what they're going to try to do. And think about when they use the illegals. I do believe the Biden administration is going to use martial law. They're going to try to delay the elections one way or another. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Jimmy Carter, he is having problems right now, and he spends most of his days not awake. So there's articles out there. He's in hospice, and it looks like he's not doing well. So it looks like we're going to have another funeral. Now, most of the time what they do is they use the funeral at a specific time to actually cover up something that they don't want the people to see. And I do believe this is what they're going to do. But once again, Trump and the Patriots, we are now winning the battle against the deep state players. Remember, this is all about the 2024 elections, and we need to remove the elected officials. And if you look at Trump's records right now, it's absolutely incredible. Trump endorsed candidates pull through against primary challengers. We have Russell Fry, he won, Joe Wilson, Nancy Mace, Kevin Cramer. We have Kelly Armstrong, Austin Tyrault, Julie Federchak, Sam Brown, William Timmons. They have all won. We are winning. And I do believe in the end, we're going to replace the deep state players. We're going to remove them. Now, again, we have to get there. And as the election approaches, we know the deep state players are going to try to cheat. Now, there are a lot of laws that have changed in the swing states. A lot of different states are now using paper ballots. They're not using the electronic voting systems. And what's very interesting, out in Puerto Rico, the Puerto Rico's Elections Commission said that it's reviewing its contract with U.S. electronic voting company after hundreds of discrepancies were discovered following the island's heated primaries. The problem stemmed from a software issue that caused machines supplied by Dominion voting systems to incorrectly calculate vote totals. Now, that's very interesting. So now they're seeing the systems actually change the votes, because when they looked at the paper ballots that they fed in and they looked at the machines, they had two different results. And yes, we've seen this in many, many other places. There is a pattern. And I do believe we're going to see more of this. And I do believe most of the different states, they're going to say, you know something, we don't trust these systems anymore. Now, once again, the deep state players, they love these systems because they've created a cheating system. and they need these systems to cheat. Now, if they don't have the systems to cheat, can they have an election? No. So what are they going to do? They're going to delay the election. So any way you look at it, I do believe they're going to try to delay it no matter what. And what's very interesting is that the cyber narrative is now building. And the Netherlands National Cybersecurity Center said the Chinese cyber campaign is far larger than previously thought. A China-linked cyber campaign that infiltrated the Dutch defense network last year is much larger than previously thought and has infiltrated tens of thousands of government and defense systems in Western nations. The campaign, dubbed Co-Anthiker, has been linked to communist China, and it has exploited a zero-day vulnerability in the FortiGate firewall system used by the Netherlands and other nations on many government networks. Zero-day vulnerability exists when a software update is first deployed. So they're saying that there are many, many systems, like maybe over 20,000 systems across dozens of Western governments. They might have malware in their system. And remember, the FBI actually mentioned this, and they talked about how they dismantled the Chinese malware known as Vault Typhoon. So what happens if all of these systems have these malware? They're building the narrative, and they're saying it's much, much larger than it really was, that they thought it was. And what happens if they didn't get rid of everything here in the United States, where they're referring it to as Vault Typhoon? What happens if there's other malware? I do believe this narrative is now being built, and you could see that this is going to affect a lot of Western governments and a lot of their systems, and they don't know what systems have it, what systems don't, which means as we approach the election and the narrative continually builds, and I do believe this is going to get a lot worse, they're going to say, we don't know what's going on. This might even affect the election systems. So they're building the narrative right now, and I do believe the narrative is being built to delay the election one way or another. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots want. They don't want to have the election using the cheating system. They rather have an election using paper ballots. Because I do believe in the end what Trump wants to do, he wants to show the deep state players and show the people of this country that we are in control. Because once the people see that we are in control by a lot, then the people have no problem doing whatever Trump wants to do to get the deep state players. And I do believe Trump is going to show the people how powerful we really are. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.